Okay, good. So let's see. Today is June 15th. It's my mother's birthday. And yes, I already called her. It's a big one, 70. Yeah. So today is the 15th of June in 2004, and we're going to do ATM lesson number 197. If you can believe it, it is heels under the pelvis number 7. This is the last one, but it's our last class. So it's not hard at all. Yeah, just do what you can. At this point, you've done just about everything. So go ahead and lie down on your backs. And take a moment to observe how you're lying on your back this morning. How your shoulder blades are resting on the floor. How your mid-back and lower back is resting and your pelvis. How your legs are lying on the floor. And now bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing. Good. And let's just begin by doing a few movements of rounding the pelvis and then arching. So we've done this many times, tilting the pelvis, just to begin the lesson with some easy movements that remind your entire skeleton how to move and relate to itself. And as you're doing this, pay attention to that area in between your belly button and the pubic bone called the tonden. So really let that area push out and forward. Now at the same time, draw your attention up to your jaw. And see if your jaw is being clenched or if it's relaxed. If there is some tension there, can you let go of it? And throughout the lesson, since a lot of the steps that we'll do or the different positions that we'll be doing will be familiar because we've built up to this, I'd like you to have in the background a constant reminder about the area of the tonden coming forward and your jaw being free. So it's just every time we go into a new position, you have that going on in the background. You check in. You go, okay, how am I feeling in my jaw? Am I holding? Am I holding my breath? And how am I doing down in that area called the tonden? Again, it's in between the pubic bone and the belly button. Good. Okay, and let that go. Pause for a moment. Now roll to your side and come up onto your knees. And you can place your hands on the floor in front of you. So you'll be on, let's say you're on your hands and knees, and you turn your feet into the runner's position. So that means that the toes are tucked under. So we've explored both ways with our feet. And have your feet and your knees close together. Okay? Toes tucked under. And just begin with this position of starting to take your pelvis back to sit on your heels. So as your pelvis comes back, your knees lift off the floor. So you go back to sitting. You want to think of... It's okay. You want to think of sitting on your heels and then come back. Good. Now this next time, see if you can sit on your heels in such a way that you can bring your upper trunk, your torso, upright, so that you're looking on the horizon. So you're sitting back. That's it. And your hands rest on your thighs. That's it. Good. Good. Now, can you lift up your right arm and bring it straight out in front of you? There you go. Might actually help. And start to think of lengthening your right arm. And at the same time, the right knee starts to come forward a little bit, as if just the right knee would come down. So it means the pelvis will turn to the left. So right arm, right knee, that's it, Kristen. And then you come back. So it's like you pull the pelvis back. Good. Pause with the right arm and let's try it for a minute with the left and then we'll take a break. So really find, if you need to spread your toes and feet a little bit further apart, really find a comfortable place to be there. And I'll give you a hint, your balance will occur better if you keep your trunk upward. So the moment you take yourself forward, another part of you has to go backward. So look on the horizon. Keep your eyes on the horizon. It'll make it easier, too. You reach with the left arm and the left knee comes a little forward. Okay, everybody rest on your back. Now, as you continue to lie on your back, spread your legs a little wider apart and bring both arms up towards the ceiling so your fingers are pointing towards the ceiling. That's it. And now we're going to begin to do a movement of lengthening first the right arm so that you start to roll to the left and then lengthen the left arm. So you start to roll along your back. And go do enough rolling. That's nice, Susie. You do enough rolling that the pelvis starts to lift on the side that you're lengthening the arm up to the ceiling. So there's involvement in your back and your pelvis. Because we're going to add in some rolling like we did last week. That's it. I mean, eventually you could even roll all the way over to the side. So what happens is the arm goes across the midline that you're reaching with. That's it. Nice, Catherine. That's it. Very nice. And just, again, are you checking in with your jaw, with your breathing, and that area called the tanden? Super. Come back onto your back, and please rest. Now bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, reach down with your right hand, and get a hold of your right ankle. Pull the foot underneath your buttocks like we've done before. Not that way, sorry. Pull the heel. Pull the heel. You did it right the first time. So that your heel is underneath the buttocks. And you can reach also with your left arm then underneath you. So I want both hands to hold the ankle. And you try to put the ankle a little bit more in the center. So it's a little bit moved to the center of your whole self instead of, you know, way off to the right. So the toes are bent into the runner's position and you truly have your buttocks sitting on the heel. Yes? Okay. Keep the left foot standing. Okay? Put it, if you need to move it, to reposition it. So these are the things that you should start to be learning by now to make life easier, is that there's no reason why you can't move that left foot to support yourself. There you go. Now continue to hold on like this and begin to drive the right knee forward. And at the same time, take the back of your head back. So as if to look towards the back of the room, It means your chin moves away from your throat. And they happen at the same time. So as your knee drives forward, the head goes back. That's nice, Susie. It means that the sternum, the belly, the pubic bone all has to lift up towards the ceiling. You have to get very long. That's it. That's it. But continue. Some of you are just lifting up on the head. Really try to drive the knee forward. You're eventually wanting your right knee to touch the floor down in front of you. So if the knee stays up, you're going to feel pressure in your neck and your head. So that's a clue. If you start to feel pressure, you know you're not driving the knee far enough forward. Okay, come back to it. It's okay to take a pause, but you only need to take like a 3 to 5 second pause. That's it. So, Catherine, really drive this forward. It'll make the head lighter. So you say to yourself, what is it that needs to happen here? That's it. Good. Again, most of us are so tight in the hips from driving those cars, sitting at computer desks and chairs. So you have the entire summer to work on this by yourself. There'll be a pop quiz in September to see if your knees can touch. No, I'm teasing you. Okay. Rest. Okay, bend your knees again. Once again, bring your right foot underneath your right buttock, so it means the right foot, stay with the right foot. The toes are in the runner's position, the heels under the buttocks. And once you get it there, I'd like you to this time let go with your hands. So it is critical that you are in a good position, that all the toes you feel and the heels right under the pelvis, so you don't twist your ankle, okay? Now, with the left leg, let the left leg be long. That's it. And now can you raise your left arm up towards the ceiling as if to start rolling over to the right? So that leg is straight, left leg is straight, and your right elbow should be bent kind of out to the side. That's it, so that you can roll over to the right and bring pressure or weight onto your right forearm. Right. No, you're going right. You want to roll to the right. So your right arm is, just listen. You were fine, just like that. So if you reach here, you're going to bring weight onto the right arm. So your head needs to arch back. And you roll onto the right arm. Good. That's it, Susie. Okay, pause and rest again. Is it getting any easier with your toes and feet? A little bit easier? A little bit? The whole thing, your whole self rolls. Your foot and leg can't, but the rest of you does. Okay, bend your knees again. Bring your feet up to standing. And this time, let's work with the left leg. So reach down to get the left foot and heel, and you pull that heel under the left buttocks. It means the toes are bent into the runner's position. And you really have to lift the pelvis. You can lift the pelvis up to sit on the heel. You have to lift it up. And you want to get it sturdy there. Now hold on this time with both hands, if you can, onto that left ankle so that you begin to drive the left knee forward. So what that means is, it means the left knee, you think of pushing so far forward that eventually it would touch the floor in front of you. And it actually would pull you up to sitting. And at the same time, your head arches back. So it means the throat must open Your chin moves away from your chest, and there's very little pressure on the top of your head. If there's a lot of pressure, it means you're not driving the leg forward. It means you're keeping the knee right above you towards the ceiling, and that will put compression in your neck. Nice, Valentina. Good. Good. Okay, take a break. Bend your knees again. Once again, bring your left foot, your left heel under the left buttocks. Use the left hand to do so. And once it's stable, you will straighten the right leg and have your arms by your side. Then you reach up with the right arm towards the ceiling as if you're going to roll over onto your left forearm. Good. Excellent job, all of you. Good. Okay. And take another rest. Now this time, bend both of your knees and bring both feet under. So start with whichever foot is easiest for you to reach down. So you pull it under, so both heels, the right heel's under the right buttocks, the left heel under the left. And both sets of toes are in the runner's position. Okay? Once you get yourself there, bend your elbows out to the side so your forearms are resting on the floor. That means your palms are down. Correct. And begin to drive both knees forward towards the floor, coming onto the back of the head, the top and back of the head. Let the chin move away from the chest. And you start to bring weight onto the elbows and forearms. Beautiful. That's it. Beautiful, Catherine. Continue. You'll eventually come up to sitting. You'll see your knees will come forward and you have to come up.
I feel like break my
You'll break what?
My
oh. So do a little bit and then you can pause, but please come back to it. You don't need a minute's break. And you should really have, again, in the back of your mind, that area called the tanden, area in between the pubic bone and your belly button. It should be facing forward to the front of the room, eventually. And you let your head hang back. Excellent. And I think many of you think that it's just about the toes, but it's about the ankles too. So there's a point when your knees come far enough over the foot, when they're coming forward, you have to bend in the ankles to keep the heels there. The heels under your buttocks. Okay? Try it again. Just play with it a little bit more. It's real important in these lessons, this whole series, everybody needs to go at their own pace. So you're never pushing yourself to hurt yourself. But you do what you can, and each time you'll see as you learn a little bit more, you can do a little bit more. So I know everybody's at a very different place in here, and that's fine. You keep on coming up.
Uh-huh.
Onto your forearms. All yeah, and then to your hands. So try it, yeah.
Keep your head down until
yeah, there will be a moment. You will feel a moment somewhere in between the elbow and the hand when you want to lift the head to come forward. It has to. It's an excellent question. So it's the timing again. So there's a moment where you have enough weight on the forearms that then there, and then you come up. But you want to keep both arms to the side. Good. Okay, everybody rest on your back. Okay, one more time. Please bend your knees. Bring both heels and feet underneath your buttocks. So the same position means the heels are under the buttocks. The buttocks sits on the heels. That means your pelvis is in the air. You bend through the toes. Now, see if you can alternate driving one knee forward at a time. So it means try the right knee a little bit and then the left. That's it. And feel what happens in your pelvis and your lower back. Now, Valentina, keep that ankle from rolling out to the side, the right one. Correct your right foot. You see how the ankle goes out? That's no good. Don't do it. So then don't go further. It's more important to keep, because that's part of the issue for the whole that whole side. Why the knee behaves. So you have to force that. You need to say, okay, that's a constraint. Keep that ankle in and figure out what you need to do. That's it. What do you need to do in the pelvis and the back so it doesn't do that? Because that's how you'll overstretch the tendons. So again, that's nice, Kristen. You drive one knee forward and the other to feel what happens in the pelvis. So when the knee drives forward, it pulls the pelvis forward, yes? Correct that right ankle, Valentina. Don't let it do that. Use your hand. Put the ankle back in. It's way out to the side. Do you feel it?
I feel it.
But don't let it do it.
It's short.
I don't care. That doesn't matter. It hurts there because you've lost the usage. But you're gonna hurt this even more.
It's hurt my toe, big toe.
So here's a perfect example of, because the big toe is not available, you compensate in the ankle, and that's why your walking is all messed up on that leg. So you've got to straighten it through the big toe.
It's short.
I know, but just work with it nicely. Your big toe should be your best friend right now. That means you love it a little bit, and you teach it a little bit, and you love it a little bit, and you teach it a little bit, just like you would do with a child. You have to love a child, and then you let them be independent. And sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it's painful, and then you love them again. You comfort, and then you work on it. You comfort, and you work on it.
I start to feel my knee.
Okay, take a break. See, our typical habit is, everybody rest, is we feel pain, run away from pain, shut down. Or the other extreme with athletes is ignore it and push through it. Both extremes are very unsuccessful. That's what I want to say. They're not successful. You stay stuck. So what you do is you have to acknowledge the discomfort. And then you start to talk to it. You start to dialogue with it. You start to see, well, can I just try a little? And then it's in the process of trying a little and doing movement that something new starts to emerge. And this carries over in everything in your life. Everything. Your job, your relationships, how you raise children, how you have animals. Okay, roll to your side, come up onto your knees and your hands, please. Position your knees and your feet in a good position that you know for yourself. Tuck the toes under. So for some of you, you like your knees and your feet together. Some of you like a little spacing. Do what works for you. Learn what works for you. That's it. Now, in this position, you start to take the pelvis back and the knees come up and you sit on the heels. That's it. And put the hands on your thighs. Your upper body is erect. Your eyes are looking on the horizon. Oh, look at how much better your balance is now. Amazing. Huh? See, this is the beauty in the work, and if you can learn this, it'll change your life. Sometimes it's not doing the exact activity, but you do something in a different realm, and it makes everything in life easier. Now, can you bring both arms up to balance straight out and start to work with it? The right knee and the right arm comes a little forward, and then you pull them back. It's just what you did on the floor. And then you can do the left. Excellent. Very nice. Kristen, that's great. You should be so proud of yourself. So what lets the knees come forward? Something in the pelvis and the spine, yes? Okay. Good. Go back to your hands on the floor and your knees, please. And now turn your feet the other way that we did the last 2 weeks, the Japanese. That means flatten the top of the feet. Spread your knees wide apart so that you can put the sole of the right foot, the top of the right foot, inside the left, and sit back on your feet in this way. That's it. Good. Now, staying in this position, bring your arms to the side and start to lean over to the right as if you're going to lean on the right elbow and taking your head back. So, Valentina, think more behind you because you're going to go back. That's it. That's it. So you remember we did this last week. You start to let that head roll. Think of your right ear and your right shoulder becoming best friends. And the more you lean back, so that the elbow touches. So you want to come down on your elbows. You go from the hand down to the elbow. Your head hangs back and you roll to the center and then reverse it. That's it, Valentina. And you can go to the left side. That's it. And the more that you trust letting the head hang and roll, the easier it is. So put your hand and really let it go. And let the head roll back as you go to the elbow. That's it. Now, do the same thing coming up. That's it. Roll the head. Look at how much easier that is. But see, we hold in the head and the neck. So we defeat what we're trying to do. That's it, Susie. Good. Now try it on the left side. So again, once you get the left hand down, just pause for a moment so that the left ear and shoulder can be best friends. And really ask yourself, have you completely let go of the neck muscles? Then if you have, you start to let the head roll back and at the same time you come on your elbow. Good. Okay, let it go and go onto your back and rest. Now, as you continue to lie on your back, we did this also last week, bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and you're going to tuck your feet now under your pelvis, just like you did. So we're going to do the Japanese thing, not the heel under the butt. Flip the foot underneath so that your buttocks is sitting into the sole of your foot. So start with either the right or the left, whichever is easiest. So you reach down and get the ankle, and you pull it underneath so that the top of the foot is on the floor now. And you'll see that the cheek of your buttocks fits. So now that's it. Your toes have to go to the inside. Now try to get the other leg. So both of your legs are in Japanese style underneath your buttocks. That. Pull them up though higher. Like that. Yeah. And let this come down. There you go. You do it like that. There. Okay. Now, your arms should be to your side, elbows wide out to the side, so your forearms and palms are down. And now from this position, can you start to press your elbows and forearms into the floor? Let your head hang back, and then there's a moment when you need to lift your head to come up onto your hands. That's it. Good. So you're on your elbows down to your hands. It's interesting why this is such a much more difficult position. Okay, let's do this. Everybody straighten your legs. So what it means is, what do you think this means? That you're lacking flexibility in the legs and the feet, or is it about something in your spine? It's about your spine. So everybody lean on your forearms. Forearms, sit up with your, think of what forearms mean. Okay, legs long. Okay. Right now, your face is on the horizon. Now, in this position, just pull one foot up, slide one foot up underneath the buttocks. Turn it the other way, Susie. No, no. Japanese style.
I know, but
that's not Japanese style. This is what we just did. It's just what we did. This. Okay? So if you pull the foot out to the side, that's not what you're doing here. So you need to turn the top of the sole underneath and sit on it. There you go. Okay? So do it from this position. Okay, now do the other foot. There. Get the other foot. Okay, you leaning on your forearms? Okay, now in this position, very gently start to take your head to the right. Just to the right, so that your right ear and right shoulder is buddies. Now think of like a clock. Once you're over to the right, just go straight over to the right, Kristen. Start to arc the head back towards where 6 o'clock would be, and then come back over to the right shoulder and then arc in front of you. So we'll do 12 to 6 just on the right side. That's it. Make sure you go to every single number. So that means here, 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 here. Let it go. It's okay. Slow. Go over, over, there like that. That's good enough. You see how different that is? You're just going straight over. So go forward, roll. Okay. Be very careful doing this. What I mean by careful is honor any discomfort. That's it. So it's almost like your head's like a rolling bowling ball. You're rolling it. That's it. You want it smooth, effortless, no holding. Good. Now come to the left side. So start on the horizon and go to the left so that the left ear and the left shoulder are friends, and then you go back and then you swing it back over to the left. Good. Okay. Rest on your back. Okay. Roll to your side. Come up to your knees again and your hands. Spread your knees wide to have your feet go into the Japanese style. And just pick out whichever foot is the most comfortable being on top of the other arch. Everybody has a favorite. Good. Place your hands back by your pelvis to the side of you. And let's start with the right hand. So you can lean on the right hand. Let's bring the left hand up towards the ceiling. Okay? Use the left hand to help you take your head over to the right and start to go back so that you can come back onto your right forearm. So that means your right fingertips need to be pointed forward so you can go back onto the elbow and forearm. So you go back and then you reverse it. It means you come back to the starting point. That's it. So you lean on the right hand and take the head back over to the right and come on that right elbow. And once you're on the elbow, see if you can just start to dip the head back to the back of the room. That's it. Good. Come back up and let's change over the hands. So place the left hand onto the floor. Again, it's important that the fingertips are pointing forward so that you can bend at the wrist and elbow. Why? Because you want to come down on the elbow and the forearm. And you use now the right arm to take your ribs over. Do you see why it's easier? So when your right arm is in the air, it tells the thoracic spine and the rib cage, the trunk of you, what to do. But when you don't raise the arm, many of you still don't know how to move that part of you. You get locked up. That's it. So you come onto the left forearm and elbow. And once you're there, take the head slightly back to look towards the back of the room. So just for a moment. Good. Good. Now, would it be possible to put both arms to the side of you and just kind of walk yourself back and go all the way onto your back? Walk yourself back to go onto your back. The knees can pop up if they need to, but keep the feet in the Japanese style. So your knees should be spread apart. That's it, Susie. That's it, Kristen. So go down one elbow at a time. Do what you did before. Raise one arm up over you. Whatever it takes. Cheat, if we want to call it cheating. It's not really cheating. Find a pathway that you can do it. Okay. Rest on your backs. You're learning a lot about your feet today, yes? Okay, now let's go back to bending your knees, bringing your feet to standing, and let's go back to the right foot. Let's bring the right heel underneath the right buttock. So this is the earlier position. The toes are in the runner's position. Your pelvis lifts in the air, and your right pelvic cheek sits on the right heel. Yeah? Good. Now, can you have your left leg becomes long. Really make sure you're stable on that heel. That's it. Your right arm's by your body, and you raise the left arm up towards the ceiling, and you want to roll over onto your right side and come onto your right elbow and forearm. So that's right, the elbow has to be away from your body. Bend it out a little bit. There. So how can you bring weight onto that elbow? So it means your head and chest have to lift. But don't let that heel go out. The main thing is keeping that heel in. Many of you are letting your right heel flare out. And that's how people twist their ankles. So under no circumstance do you allow that to happen. Better. Good. Okay? And change over. Change over legs. That means bend your left knee. Bring the left heel under the left buttocks. Toes in the runner's position. And really get the heel under there. So again, you pay attention. You're not allowed to let that ankle roll out to the side. And what helps that is placing the left arm along the left side of your body. And then you have to reach up high with the right arm. It means you have to let the thoracic spine, your rib cage, and your head be free. That's really what this all means. All these variations means that the center part of you has to be the most flexible. I know you think it's all about the foot and the toes, but it's not. Got a Charlie horse? Okay. Pause for a second. Lengthen your legs and just rest. Okay, bend your knees, bring both feet to standing. This time, pull both feet up under, so the heels, both heels you're sitting on, both feet, toes are in the runner's position. Excellent. And you have your choice. You can either lean on your forearms, or you can keep on, you can actually do that while you still hold on to the ankles, and start to drive, first of all, both knees forward. And again, the knees have to come forward. And then you take the back of the head back. And to prevent any pressure on the head and the neck, you've got to drive the knees forward. See if you can come all the way up to sitting. Yeah, you can do it. You're close. By September. Drive the knee. Now try driving one knee at a time forward. So drive the right knee a little bit forward and feel what that does in the right side of the pelvis and back, and then the left. That should have become even easier. Really drive one at a time forward. Just one. That's it. And now the other. That's it. Let the tilting of the pelvis happen. Good. Okay. Straighten your feet. Lengthen your legs. It's camp. Camp has started. Okay. Now with your legs long and your arms by your side, let's do a couple movements of taking the back of your head back, pressing it into the floor, but you must lift your chest. The sternum lifts high. The belly and the tanden push out and forward. Don't be shy about it. Create the biggest arch possible in your entire spine. It feels great. Let those shoulder blades hang back. Excellent. Good. Okay. Pause and rest. Okay, roll to your side and come up onto your knees. And maybe you want your knees a little bit wider than your feet, just a little bit. This time, tuck the feet under into the runner's position. Okay? And gently bring your pelvis back. Now, see, how can you bring your pelvis back to sit first? Just like Kristen does. You don't need to lift the knees yet. Sit on the heels and then lift the knees. So, Susie, you're in Japanese style now. Listen to, yeah, I don't want you in Japanese style. Come back onto your knees, put the feet in the runner's basket. So is it possible, there, so you don't lift your knees. So go walk your butt back so that you sit on your heels and then put your hands on your thighs. And make yourself, So, Kristen, go back down with your knees down. You're jumping ahead. Everybody go at the same pace here. Feet in runner's position. Just sit the pelvis back. Your knees do not lift. Walk your hands back and place your hands on your thighs. Just lift your body up. There. Ta-da! Okay. Now, sit, Kristen. Sit. There. Good. I want everybody erect. Okay? Now, you can stick your arms out, straight out. Now, lift up one knee at a time. Pull it back and lower it down again. That's it. So you pull it back through the pelvis. That's right. Drive the pelvis back. Drive it back. That's it, Kristen. Sit back first. Walk your hands. Good. Now, hands up. You can keep your hands on your thighs if you want. There. That's it. So drive the pelvis back. Pull it back to lift the knee. Now, Catherine, see if you can do both at the same time. Keep your eyes on the horizon. It'll make it a lot easier. There you go. Try it again. Good. That's it, Kristen. Good. Good. Now take the right one down and now drive the right one back. Pull it back. That's it. Now drive the left one down. Pull it back. Excellent. Do it again. Your kids will be so proud of you. This is no easy thing. It's all about organizing the pelvis, the spine, the hip joints, the legs. You can show this at parties. That's right, cocktail parties. You know, like Twister. Everybody down. After the shot of tequila, they'll be able to do it. No, I'm teasing. Okay, just try it a little bit more. Good. Now, many of you, which is fine, is flaring the knee way out, which is okay. But I want you to also get the feeling that it also goes back, too. So try, as you continue, you're getting more familiar, drive the butt back more than flaring out the leg. Keep your eyes on the horizon. It really helps if you're out here. Or you can put your hands on your thighs, but just keep here. Looking down does you absolutely no good. It's all about feeling where you're at. You just feel where you're at and feel where you're going. You don't have to do it in a hurry either. You just can go so slow. If you know what you're doing, you can do whatever you want. So it's just feel what you want to do and how you do it. This will be your homework for the summer. But see, if I look here, this throws me off balance. If you look down, you have no balance anymore. If you were carrying a bucket of water on your head, you don't look down. It throws the water forward, right? So if the water goes forward, what do you do with the rest of you? You have to go back. So you keep this on the horizon, okay? Try it a little bit more. I know the feet, toes get tired. My toes never hurt. No, I have happy, happy feet. And you have to remember that my left ankle was broken, completely twisted 180 degrees around itself and had pins in it. So, it's actually my left foot that's more functional in this than my right now. And as I get older, we know that age has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. I'm sure there's 60-year-old women in Africa that carry 30 pounds of water on their head and have no problems with things. Very good. Okay. Good enough. Rest on your back. So if you really work with your toes and your feet, they will become extremely happy and they won't hurt. Yes. Well, you know, you have to remember I've been doing this work for 20 years. So I'm kind of lucky. I've been doing it half of my life now. And I started at such a young age. So I'm like the people living in Africa. I've kept that. That's been my lifestyle, is doing this work. So. But once you get it, it's like anything. Once you get it, you'll never lose it. Okay, so just take a moment to observe how you're lying there now. Let your feet soften and relax. Your legs. Notice your breathing, your breath. It's really kind of a fun thing to play with, too, what you've learned in these last 7 weeks. And like I said, those of you that have children, children have a lot of fun with this. So it's something that you can show your children to do and play with them with it. It's a great thing to do. Or even relatives or, you know, you'll be very proud of yourself when you're around a relative that can't even begin to put one foot in one position. And then you'll realize how much you have come along the way. Okay, so go ahead and roll to your side and come up to sitting, standing. And when you're in standing, as we've done in the last few weeks, is to observe and pay attention how your feet feel standing on the floor. So the pads of the toes at this point are in much more contact with the floor. So you really can start to feel all the toes. Many people never get to feel those toes. They get things like hammer toes, but you work with this enough, you can actually feel the pads of like the little toe and the fourth toe. And when you walk, you can start to feel how you roll through and push through all those pads. That's at the very end. What this also helps so much with is not just your walking, but your balance and coordination. So as you're walking through, I could ask you to stop and to pivot and turn. And you have much more capacity for doing that when you've got those toes to push and work with. As we did last week, I had you not walk through the feet, remember, and stiffen your knees. So if you walk like that and then I ask you to turn around, it's like impossible. This is why we have joints. To move. And it's our fear that takes us into kind of locking up joints. It's really our fear about injury when that pain comes instead of working with it. Good. How's it feel walking? Good? Good. Happy feet? You guys starting to feel the little pads of each of the toes now? Good. Okay, great. So this will be the last for the summer. And then we will begin again in September. So you have many things vacation. To work on during the vacation. So everybody have a nice summer and we'll see you then. Hmm?